This is Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the talk with Buster this Friday afternoon, the middle of the afternoon, 18th of September, 1970, the beginning of Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the talk with Buster this Friday afternoon, the 18th of September, 1970, and a continuation of the talk with Buster, a continuation of the visit with Buster on Channel 2 over, on Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the talk with Buster on the middle of the afternoon, this Friday afternoon, the 18th of September, 1970. This marvelous, long, fine, slow, leisurely talk. It's not a beautiful tape. We never quite did get a hold of anything. And the tape itself doesn't start until 100. It has to go from on Channel 2 over, it has to go up to 100 before the tape starts. At 100. And this is Channel 2 over. The tape with Buster this middle of the afternoon, this Friday afternoon, the 18th of September, 1970. A beautiful day. And Buster finished working on the tractor. This is Channel 2 over, almost up to 100 where the tape began. This is Channel 2 over with Buster this Friday, the 18th of September, 1970, almost up to 100 where the tape began. The tape doesn't begin until 100. Almost up to 100 where the tape begins. Almost up to 100 where the tape begins with Buster this Friday, the 18th of September, 1970.
In these fancy knives.
Yeah. That old knife's pretty good, though. Hiding right there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah. It is, too.
Uh-huh.
It's got a pretty good edge on it, too. You notice that?
Yeah, it's supposed to. But it's still just steel.
There ain't no steel this thing at all right here.
No.
Listen. That's just...
No.
Just metal.
Just... And I don't know what kind of metal. No.
Some of those can... How much trouble is it to put an edge on that big knife of yours?
Not... Well, quite a bit.
You can't just...
No. No, I'll tell you what you'd have to do. You got to put that thing on the emery, or either get a file and file it down, and then use a wet rock, see, to put the finishing edge on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because
you scrape on it.
Yeah,
and
cut wires and everything else.
Yeah.
So I never have put a good edge on it but one time, because usually I just put it on the emery wheel, and that's not good for it either.
No, that way it's not.
It'll burn it up quick, too.
Yeah.
Take all the temper out of it, get it hot.
Let me tell you, I had an emery wheel out here, and I was using that for this board lathe. And it's hard to get into it, and then you cut it too much. And you know what I found? You could do it a whole lot easier and a whole lot better, but with a file, if you bought a new file.
Yeah.
Now, the file I had, you see, was all, you know, smooth.
That little blade right there, you can sharpen it. I bet you the first thing you cut with it, ain't no metal in that thing.
Yeah.
I bet you that thing would be dull the first
time.
You peel an orange.
That's right. You take it with you and it'll
last. Yeah, ain't no good.
Your last one swipe.
That's right. That'd be all this is.
That's all these are.
That's right.
That's all these are. And that you might as well just, that's why you buy them.
You have to buy a pretty expensive knife to ever get any metal in one of them anymore.
Anymore.
Or either go to some pawn shop and find you an old style knife like I got in my pocket, that old big one.
Buster, let me tell you, all that pawn shop and junkyard stuff, I have lost. Out. I can't buy things there. I can buy better stuff cheaper in a store.
Yeah. Well, last hunting season, I went to one of those pawn shops, and they wanted $35 for a shotgun. And it was an old Remington 410.
Yeah.
Well, I went on over to Sid's Roebuck and bought a brand new one for the same price.
Yeah.
And I know that brand new one's the best.
Yeah.
So I kept that new one. And give that boy mine.
Well, what are they trying to do in those
places? Well, he claimed it's a relic.
Yes.
Well, maybe it was. He said the older it gets, the more valuable it is.
Yes. But you weren't looking for a relic.
No,
you
I
didn't.
Want
something to shoot.
I wanted something to hunt with.
Yes.
And that thing wasn't no good to me as a relic. It's a 410 Winchester.
Yes.
And I don't think they make them anymore. But them squirrels and birds out there don't know that. You know it?
Yeah.
So I went ahead and bought a new one for the same price. Same price.
But I'm going to tell you, Mr. Weaver, he picks up guns.
Yeah.
Would he pick up one for you if you could tell him kind of what you're interested in?
Yeah, but he wants a little bit more than I want to put in one.
Yeah.
He gets the whole old gun, he falls in love with it.
Yeah.
And hate to sell it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to give him a big prize.
And he likes to get those pistols, too.
Oh, yeah. I got two or three little pistols, but I don't want to sell them. Well, he'd buy them in a minute if I'd try to sell them to him.
Yeah. He wouldn't give you too much for them.
No, he wouldn't. He wants to buy them things for nothing and then turn around and sell them for a big profit.
Well, a few sales like that's more than he'd make on all that little stuff he sells in there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, all that penny candy he sells, he don't make much on
that. Hardly anything at all.
Let me see, Buster. Have you figured me out?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to run $20. They charge you $9 for all them radios out there. But it's worth it. The water's running hot, you know.
Well, you know what? If I had took it down there, you know what they'd charge me?
12.
They'd charge me 20.
Nope, 12.
12.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Charge me 9. He said anybody else would be 12.
I just can't hardly go anywhere, you know. And buy stuff. It's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Mm.
What is today, the 18th?
Day the 18th, yes.
That other fella up there, I don't know him, the gunsmith.
Oh, Harry Beckwith?
Yes.
And well,
he moves them.
He does.
And he don't make them all on, make all of his profit on one gun. Huh?
That's the way Buck does. He keeps them too long, you know, before he ever sells one of them.
Yeah.
And Harry Beckwith, now, like you say, he moves them.
Yeah. I tell you what he did one time. I had that old rifle. That's all I got here. And I just keep it to scare things with. It pops. I can't hit anything with it. And it's an old Sears thing. It was good when I got it. And it had a good sight on it, a telescope on it. And it give out, and I priced them in town. And I was coming back by Harry Beckwith one day, and he looked at it. He said, yes, he had one over that way. And he put it on there and sighted it in. And I brought it home. And you know what? It wasn't as good as the one that was on it. If you get a good lens, you can look in the dark and it'll light it up. And here's what do that.
Wouldn't.
So you had to shoot at something in the sunlight or else you couldn't see it. And I took it back by there and told him, oh, I didn't make a point of it, you see. Because I could see he wasn't much interested, so I let it go at that. Yes, I've got some binoculars. I used to use them all the time. I used to take them around with me all the time. I never did trust my eyes. If I was looking at cows over yonder, I'd look at them through the binoculars. And with that, you can look at cows in the shade and tell what they're doing. It lights up the shade.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me why. I don't understand the...
I don't either.
Optics of it.
I just don't know.
You know my friend out here, Ms. Guthrie and Marvin, they bought all that expensive hay equipment, and now they can't keep it going.
He better sell it then.
He better sell it then.
Better sell it.
Yeah.
It'll sell.
Well, yeah, he can sell it. Now, you know what they could do? They could come up there and you know, sort of get you to help them out a little bit. And you could look at some and tell what's wrong with it. You don't have to know all about the hay equipment. Some things you wouldn't know. But they don't do that, do they?
No. They'd be better off, though, to take that stuff and sell it and buy the hay from somebody else, like Robert Williams, wouldn't they? Somebody's already got a machine that can operate themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And just buy it. Because he don't have too many cows anyway, does he?
Yeah, I don't think, not anymore, I don't
no.
think. You know, Buster, it's hard for a fella to know when he's in good shape. Now, you see, old man Will Guthrie, I never saw him. See, when I got on here, he was sickly. And I was over there from time to time, but he was always inside, and I never saw him. Now, he'd raise cows, and he'd never put out a penny on them. And if he made anything on them, it's profit. If he got anything at all, it's profit.
Mm-hmm.
All right? When he died, they figured they could go a little modern, you see.
Yeah, you can't do that. Because they don't know how. They're old-fashioned people. Old-fashioned people can't go modern.
No.
They got a certain trend they have to go, and you might as well stick to it. That's where a lot of people go broke in the automobile business. Some poor man will inherit some money. Then he decides he'll start selling used cars, and he'll buy up a bunch of old junk.
Yeah.
They'll put all kind of old stuff off on him. And then he thinks he's going to turn around and sell it and make a big profit, and first thing you know, he done lost everything he's got.
Yeah.
They do that. And that's the same way with a man farming, I believe. I just think that if they'd have just went right along the same trend that that old man was used to doing,
yeah,
and not mess with trying to go into it in a big way, you know,
yeah,
they'd still get along better.
Now you take, we're talking about old Woodard up there, Woodard Coleman. They all call him Cole, don't they?
Yeah.
You ever hear him call anything else? I was looking at your car. Didn't flash the light.
No, I'm always Harry Coleman.
They call him Coleman.
Yeah.
That's curious, isn't it? Now, you see, he was an independent farmer way on back. He never was a sharecropper. Well, mostly he had his own land. I think he sharecropped a little bit. Farm a little bit with other people. But now that is pretty good, and he made a living. Now they had a syrup mill, and he's always had them sweet potatoes. Hell, a man can get through the weather on them sweet potatoes,
yes,
he won't get hungry, will he?
No.
And he still does that. And he goes to town. He goes to town, but not very often. At least he knows where 8th Avenue is. And Miss Annie reads the newspaper. She sits on the front porch and reads the newspaper. I don't know what she gets out of it, just what she reads, but she reads it. And she knows when this woman got killed over there on, right on 441 on the store there.
Mm-hmm.
And that scared him up. Oh, that puts fear. She won't stay at home by herself anymore. But now,
Miss Pearl up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know her.
I did, very well. She's a good woman.
Well, what was she all by herself?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's 1 pounder.
Oh, really?
Stop by there, get some gas. Went in there to tell her how much she wanted, and she was sitting in the chair. Had a old black belt around her neck. Boy, that scared my wife to death, too. It took her a long time to get over that thing.
Yeah.
Sure did.
And tie in the chair.
Yeah.
And she didn't have anything to rob her.
No! Didn't have nothing. Must have been somebody on dope or something like that. Because she didn't have no enemies. Everybody liked her. I just always figured somebody passing through probably thought she had some money. Might have just intended to tie her up. Maybe she had a heart attack when it tied her up. She could have.
Oh.
Might have.
Yeah, she's right here already.
Yeah, she was 73, I believe the paper said.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, now you see Coleman over there. He lets well enough alone. He can tell. Well, you see, I don't know his thinking. But at least he don't go off and spend his money on stuff that he can't maintain.
I know.
Yeah. I see, I got this hay equipment here, but I haven't got as much in all my hay equipment as Ms. Gussard put in her. More. I bought old new stuff, reworked.
That's all right. That's just as good.
And I don't have anything in it. And I said to,
Well, actually, now I buy old model records. When I buy one, now you take some of them fellas out there, shoot. They got, why, just the record itself, not even the truck, cost you $9,000.
Let me tell you.
I can't afford that kind of stuff.
Old, you know, down here, Joby.
Yeah?
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Joby Blackman?
Right.
I had an old mower out there, and I was glad to get rid of it, and it wasn't worth anything. And they could use it down here at that horse ranch where I got these little colts out there. You saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they cute? Oh, you saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
Aren't they birds?
Yeah, all right.
I tell you what, when Nick went out there and rode Molly, they just get started and they couldn't stop. He come by to get it. He come by, Bill, whoever he is, works out there. He come by and got drove it. He didn't get it, but boy, drove it up here. His wrecker. Now that's a wrecker from way back. Have you seen that? It looks like a battleship.
This last one. The last one, the white one?
No, it's red, and it's got you see up there at the top, the floor of it is right level with the top.
I don't believe I've seen that last one he's got.
And then in the back he's got it worked out with belts back there where the car won't hit up there. But anyhow, the boy said that he'd done it all himself.
Hmm.
Now, is that right?
Yeah.
He can do that?
Probably did. Well, now, I don't know, I haven't seen that thing, but some of them records, they buy them and they add to it.
Oh, he said he done the whole thing for $1,200, and they for a record like that, they charge you $9,000 or $8,000.
They would.
Like you said.
They would. Well, he probably found some old record somewhere or another and had some, parts on it he could use, you know, and then he built the rest of it.
Yeah.
He could have.
And Smitty had just thrown in the sponge for a while.
Yeah.
He's
hauling papers now.
Hauling papers.
Yeah, I saw him before I left town.
And you attempted?
Well, Ashmore wanted me to help him out. He wanted me to carry that paper for him for about 3 or 4 months till he rested up, you know, and then he'd take it back.
Yeah.
And I started to do it, but I could see right then that they wouldn't pay him enough money. So I told him if they'd rated $25, I'd take it, but they wouldn't do it. I said, well, the heck with it. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I said, in 4 months, I'll be done with my automobile clean out. And you will.
Yeah.
And old Smitty done found it out, too.
Yeah.
Well, he done put brakes on that truck twice, I think, since he's been hauling in the paper.
Yeah.
They don't last but a month. 1 month is all they last.
Yeah, you got to stop too much.
Yeah. He told me that day he had to have them brake shoes turned. Drums.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't going to turn them at one time. And then he have to get new ones. That's all they stand.
Well, now, who is this young lady down there? Irish? Is that her name?
Irish.
Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Is she connected with Smitty?
Yeah.
Well, she talks well.
Yeah, she's a pretty nice woman.
I talked to her before. I called down there. About something or other, I forget now. And she said, when he'd be in and all, he's out. He got a morning route, you see, and an afternoon route. And I said, something or other, that'd be fine. And I brought up this fella here that brought the gas one day, and he's 3 weeks late up there. Let me run out. And I had to run town to get one of those little bottles. I said, you must have a lot of customers. He said he had 800.
800?
That Wilson man. And he comes over there, you know him.
Oh, you talking about old James, the little son of the fella?
Yeah.
He let me almost run out here about three or four weeks ago. I had four tanks, and one of them just had one last one going, it was almost out. I called him up. I told him, I said, what you going to let me do, run out completely? See, I always try to keep a reserve on each one of them. I do it.
Yeah.
I keep a reserve on everything. And all the reserves done run out on two, well, my hot water for the bathroom and the kitchen. One of them tanks run out. Then it turned around and the reserve run out. Then on the cook stove, it run out. And I hooked up on it, and it was almost ready to run out on it.
Yeah.
So I had to buy four tanks then.
That hurts. Let me tell you, I said, you must have a lot of customers. He said, yeah. He says, that's not, that, I said, you can't get around. He said, no, that's not the trouble. He said, it's having a call on some of them three or four times to get the money. Now, I asked Iris about that. And she says, no, they had pretty good luck. I told you about that, you know. That they just had one or two every time.
Yeah. You know, gas, like he's got those bottles, there's no excuse for selling that stuff on credit at all.
No excuse whatever.
No, because that's something that's essential.
Yes, sir.
A person has got to have it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like I would be about electricity. They don't sell you no electricity on credit.
No.
You just don't pay that bill at the end of the month, and they'll just come up here and cut it off. Then you'd be called up and tell them to come back and cut it back on. You're going to pay them.
The first month.
You sure will. Yeah. And the same thing applies to that gas.
Yeah.
If that gas run out one time, and all those companies got together and wouldn't let out none on credit, they wouldn't have a bit of trouble.
Well, you see, the gas people have got together in one way. You can't get gas from a new company without clearance from somebody else.
No.
Well, that's pretty good.
That is good idea.
So, I imagine they're forced into that.
Yeah.
There's many of them. So they can't hold them up.
No. Well, I guess I better run. This is it right here.
Thank you. See if I made that right.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Just right. Thank you.
You know, I always figure if I'm comfortable, if I make a move, it'll be for the worse.
Yeah.
So I just try to stay put. If I get comfortable, I just...
Well, that's where I am. Well, God, we'll see you later.
All right. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Did you have a gasket that fit that little...
No, I had one that fit this oven.
Yeah.
But I'll get you one in a couple of days.
That's all right.
I didn't go to town. I just kept on looking at that garage. I finally found one.
Yeah. Yes.
I just kept
yes,
on looking. Yeah. I thought I had some way or another. And maybe tomorrow, I know I'll be going to town Monday or Tuesday.
They've got them.
And I'm going to get an assortment of them. I'm going to get a bunch of them.
Can you do that?
I got an assortment in there now, but I'm running low on it.
Oh, I see.
And I had taken those out in that one you had and laid them on a little boat sticking up. I just happened to see them on there, you know. I see one of them on there.
Well, now that's the trouble with your assortment. You keep working down into it, and you use out some of it.
Well, you can't hardly buy those things separate unless you know exactly what you're getting, see?
Yeah.
So, bid has got down low. I'm just going to buy a whole new assortment.
You can't make them.
You can't make those things.
You just...
I even put that cork gasket in this morning. It wouldn't work. That old cork ain't no good no more. You mash it up and press it. Well, it was too thin, too, you know, too narrow. And that thing running out. This neoprene, it don't do it. And you can't cut them out of rubber.
Yeah.
That rubber will leak.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about neoprene. It won't leak, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's sure it. I'll tell you about Henry and Tuck. The last old story Henry told me about him and Tuck said that he went, down the road, and they picked up some old whale. They're out fishing.
Yeah.
And this actually happens. They're out fishing out in the lake. And
this woman come up and she's fishing too in a boat. She said, "You boys having any luck?" And they said, "Well, nope, not yet." She said, "Oh, one thing." She said, "Damn, it's gonna be hot to freeze." "It's cold." "It was too," she said that morning. So she said, "You boys ain't got nothing to drink, have you?" And old Henry said, "Well, we got a bottle of moonshine here." I said, "I don't think you want none of that." She said, "I'll take anything to warm me up." So she said, "Give her a drink of moonshine." And they got the fooling with you. They decided to try, you know. So they did. Both of them did. And later on, old Tuck one day said, "Henderson, you having any trouble?" And he said, "Yeah." "So I think I'm having the same kind of trouble you are." He said, "If you know what I'm talking about." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I think we better go to the doctor." So they did. They said they went to Dr. Daly up there, making up for you know. And old Henry said that he told Tuck, says, "Tuck," says, "Goddamn," says, "that old bitch," says, "I don't want to think about people like that, just give you a damn clap. And old Tuck said, "Huh," said, "didn't give it to me," said, "I bought mine." See, he done paid us. And they cost him about, I think, $2 a piece, you know. But anyway, Henry said, you know, she used that expression that she gave him the disease, you know. Old Tuck said, "She didn't give it to me," said, "I bought mine." Oh, he didn't tell that and he didn't laugh. But he said that actually happened. But old Tuck, you know, is pretty sharp, you know, and he likes to come back to something like that.
Let me see, yes. Let me see. Mr. Weaver told me somebody there in Micanopy who knew all about moonshining and loved to talk about it. He wouldn't, I mean, hesitate. He made it and sold it all his life. Now, who was that? I've forgotten his name. Is it Folks? No.
Oh, you know
a lot. I don't know. Their manor that used to be there, used to be at Old Cato Manor. They moved it out. They're down the beach now.
No, somebody's there now. Because it wasn't long ago that he told me.
I can't imagine.
Well, I'll ask him again and see who it is. I just love to hear him talk about moonshine. Moonshining used to be, Buster, used to be that was a light spot in the whole community, you see? A little moonshining just lighting things up.
Yeah.
Yes. If, you know, if it was fairly honest about it.
Yeah.
Didn't get into the jukes and all like that, you know. Kept it on a neighborhood basis.
Kind of like the old homebrew used to be.
Yes. They can keep it clear. Now this, Maul Wilkerson, who was it out there? Don't you know, out towards Rochelle?
Yeah, there's a Wilkerson out there.
That's not the name. Kenemir Denton.
Oh, we talking about old Mr. Rollinson.
Yes. That's Rollinson.
He used to make it.
Oh, I understood. I forget who was telling me about it now. I've heard several people talk about it. Said they had good. They made good moonshine.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But he gone. The boys all gone.
Wait. I'll tell you where to make good moonshine now. That's up in North Carolina.
Yeah.
In the mountains up there.
Yeah.
They bring something back once in a while, these little boys that goes up there, you know, and they bring back some good stuff.
Yeah.
Tastes like moonshine, don't it?
Yeah.
Got to see you later.
Right on, Buster.
All right, take it easy now.
Oh!
Every time I go home, every time you... slightly cools off.
Is that right?
And there's a lot more I've ever had that way. I guess I let the grass grow too high before they start using it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, do like we did. Just don't cut it.
Well, I don't. I don't. Mine's sky high now.
Do you figure that saves your energy over them old push kinds, you know, like you used when you was a boy?
Oh, good gracious, yeah. You can't push one of them old push kinds in that grass. I've got one of those kinds. Good ones.
Yeah.
That thing will wear you out.
Yeah. Worth an overhauling.
It sure is.
Okay, let's all right. Well, thank you. Bye, Jim.
Well, that's the end of this fine visit with Buster this Friday afternoon, 18th September 1970, around 490 and 500, Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, around 490 to 500. The end of the fine visit with Buster at the kitchen table, middle of the afternoon, this beautiful September afternoon, Friday the 18th September 1970. Friday the 18th of September 1970. And the end of this nice long visit with Buster, after he fixed the tractor, the radiator was boiling. This Friday afternoon, this 18th of September 1970, Channel 2 over around 500.